Welcome back to another Edge God In podcast. Thank you for pushing that pause button today to edge God in to your mind, your will, your emotions. You can join us at Edge God In. Three different ways you can connect with us. One is our main website, edgegodin.com. There you'll have the opportunity to download the one sheet to capture your learnings from each podcast, because it's one thing to learn something. It's a whole other ball game to be able to learn, to transfer, and to apply, and ultimately to sustain what you've learned so that you can see the difference in your life. You can also connect with us on our Facebook page at Edge God In, as well as the podcast app. Simply type in Edge God In. There's enough of edging God out going on, which is the long version of ego, E-G-O. That's how we got the inspiration for this podcast several years ago. God placed upon our hearts that there needs to be a little more edging God in rather than edging God out. So welcome today. Today's topic, it's a timely one. I graduated in my undergrad in journalism, and we used to say, okay, what is a timely and newsworthy topic? Here you go. This is it. How to be certain in the midst of uncertain times. How to be certain in the midst of uncertain times. Our learning objective today is to investigate. We're going to do a little detective work in the scriptures to investigate what scripture reveals as uncertainties and what does scripture reveal that is certain. So what's uncertain and what is certain according to the holy word of God. So let's strap it on today. Again, our mission here is to champion your human potential in Christ. Now, if you stay with us throughout today's podcast, I'm going to share with you a little stress relief technique at the end of today's podcast. We bring in to our podcast, depending on what the Holy Spirit places on our heart, we pull from different methodologies, including adult education, stress management, the area of meditation and prayer, specific tools and techniques so that you can grab those tools and go out into Earth School and apply them with the help and guidance of the Holy Spirit. So you will walk away with, from today's podcast, a stress relief tool that you can apply when you start to feel uncertain about life around you. Let's jump in. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Sweet Jesus, give us the wisdom that you desire to give us during today's podcast. Help us to be attentive. What are the pieces of information that you desire for us to take, to transfer into our lives and apply so that we can draw closer to you today than yesterday? In your most precious name we pray. I pray that the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight for the edification of those who are gathered on today's podcast. There is no accident that you have gathered the people to this podcast and drawn them into this podcast because you have something special for them. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. So I'm going to give you a list of several different scriptures. We're going to jump into the uncertainties in life. And I invite you to think about your own life and any of these areas that I'm going to mention today on today's podcast. Be attentive. Where do you recognize yourself? Is this something that the Holy Spirit desires to speak to you about so that you can do less of this uncertainty or behavior or connection or attachment to this specific area in life? We know something. I know something about you, and you know something about me. We've all experienced stress. What is stress? Stress is the power that we give. I give. You give. Perhaps you gave it this morning. Perhaps you gave it last night to outside circumstance to define your worth, your value, and ultimately what you believe you're capable of handling successfully. I invite you to think of one to three things from today's podcast, one to three things And you might want to pause the podcast and simply have a conversation with the Holy Spirit. Say, okay, Holy Spirit, it's no mistake. I've stumbled upon this podcast, or perhaps you're a faithful listener. Either way, you have something for me. I give you permission to bump me. Make me aware. This is for you. Write it down. Transfer it. Be attentive, because God adores you and Jesus is after you today. He's constantly after you to draw you closer. He loves you right where you're at. And he also loves you enough not to leave you there. So in the area of uncertainty, be aware of the stress of these specific areas that actually these specific areas trigger within you. The first area is beauty. Proverbs 31:30 says, charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Not sure if you're picking up on this, but I've been noticing quite a bit. The ads on TV are all about, are all about preventing aging, right? God forbid we have a wrinkle. And I had somebody ask me a while back if I did Botox, and I said, heck no, not that I judge anybody that does. After going through advanced cancer, I don't want to put anything in my body that is foreign and that I'm not sure about. And Botox is one of those things. For me personally, no judgment out there. However, be attentive to what the Holy Spirit is speaking to you today when it comes to beauty. I'll share a little story with you. And I've shared this before, and I'll probably share it many other times, simply because it was a very pivotal time in my own connection to what I saw in the mirror, the image in the mirror. When I was going through advanced breast cancer, I was told I was going to lose my hair in 14 days after my first Red Devil chemo treatment, to which I replied, being very stubborn, there's no way I'm going to lose my hair. I'm going to pray about it. Jesus is going to give me the ability to hold on to my hair, because I have more faith in God's ability to protect me from having to go through this, right? Now, God did not promise an easy road in earth school. What he did promise, and we know this to be true, is that he will meet us in every fire, every storm, every flood, every challenge, every stressor, every undesirable situation. God promises never to leave us or forsake us. And he also promises to give us the strength to get through any situation that we go through. So sure enough, after 14 days, my hair started falling out. I had a choice point there, and you do as well when it comes to beauty. You always have a choice point in any of these areas of uncertainty as to what do you want to do about it, in terms of what do you want to do about it so that you can bring value to it, because we're wired to bring value as human beings. You're wired to want to bring value to a situation. It manifests differently because of how you're wired, yet it's the same desire. You desire to bring value to a situation. So when you have something undesirable, physically speaking, in my case, I lost my hair and my breasts, eyebrows, eyelashes, and I was face to face with this foreign image in the mirror. My mom told me one time, she's very wise. She said that there are many cultures that believe that the mirror robs the soul of its true identity, which is why they don't have mirrors. I have a little invitation to you. Practice a mirror fast, just for a week. Do the bare minimum of getting ready in the morning. Don't look in the mirror until the end of the day. Just do the bare minimum. You know how to put, if you know, a woman, you're putting on your lipstick. Men, you probably are like, no big deal. I barely look in the mirror anyway. So wherever you stand on that, this is just an image fast invitation. Use that freed up time to connect with the Lord. Lord, remind me who I am in you, whose I am. Remind me that you have created me beautifully, woven me together in my mother's womb, and you have plans to prosper me and not to harm me. Help me to remember the true source of beauty and contentment. And may that be my focus of value. When you have something that doesn't work out the way you want it to, go back to that question, how can I bring value to this situation? So my hair started falling out and I had that question, and I was guided by a very wise therapist who said, hey, give meaning to it. Why don't you give it away? And that's when I learned about locks for love, locks of love. And so I did. As soon as it started falling out, I had long, big, thick brown hair, Long Island hair, and never was bald, was born with a full head of hair. So it was the first time I actually saw myself completely bald. And I ended up giving it away. Probably made a good wig for someone. Added value to the situation. And I remember when I was nervous about seeing the image of myself bald and breastless, my mom said, hey, let's cover the mirrors for 3 days. And that'll give you a chance to connect with God, up your inner game, and we won't take them down until you're ready. And so we did that. And on the third day, I remember taking the thumbtacks out of the sheets, and the sheets came down, and I was face to face with this unrecognizable image of myself. I will never forget that moment. And perhaps you've had moments where something physically has changed in your life dramatically. And you'll never forget that moment, right? God does his greatest work in the eye of the storm. With every storm, Jesus comes too. This was an opportunity for me to remember the source of my beauty. And it's an opportunity for you today to really do an examination of consciousness. What are you attached to, physically speaking? And what do you want to do about that? So that you can free up your mind to focus on what is good, right, true, beautiful, excellent, and praiseworthy. I had this situation, you know, it's funny because sometimes those Earth School classes have to come around a couple times before we pass them. So I'm still on the beauty Earth School class, right? So I was looking at my scars in the mirror just a couple weeks ago, and it lasted a couple days. For some reason, I was just fixated on these scars. I had 14 surgeries in less than 2 years because I had third degree burns from my clavicle down to my midriff due to the chemo radiation combination. And so I remember I continued to do this for a couple of days, and the Holy Spirit, as God often does, gives us those one-liners. Stop looking in the mirror and your peace will return. And so I did. And so that's why I'm inviting you to do a little mirror fast. Ask the Holy Spirit what you were attached to physically speaking, right? Beauty can become an idol, and it has in our society. Just saying, watch the commercials. My friend moved to the Netherlands, and it's interesting. One of the things that she noticed to be different, in fact, the co-host of this podcast, Dr. Estella Chavoux, she moved to the Netherlands. And one of the things that she noticed, she said, it's amazing. People don't care about their looks as much over here. It's just not even, you know, part of their daily focus. They're focused on living, not keeping the image in the mirror up. Just something to think about. And uncertainty, it's fleeting. Next one is promises from men, from mankind. Do not, in Psalm 146:3, do not put your trust in princes, in mortal men who cannot save. Are you putting your trust in someone outside of you, another person, another human being, to make things right? There's another verse that says, don't put your trust in chariots and horses and mankind. You are sure to be disappointed. It's a hijack. It's giving power away to someone outside of you to be the source of your sense of security. And we all have that desire, not only to bring value to situations, also that deep desire for safety and connection in the midst of uncertainties, uncertain times. That kind of goes viral very, very quickly. We tend to fixate on pieces of information coming from different people and human beings. And the ramification of that is Satan has a heyday and twists that. Just he's the master spin doctor. He'll twist it. And when your peace is stolen, know that he's gotten your attention on something other than God when your peace disappears. So what is that for you today? Are you putting your trust in princes and mortal men who cannot save? That's an opportunity to ask the Holy Spirit to help you to do not touch, do not taste. Help me to let go of that and to only have one focus, my heart, mind, focus on you, God. because you are my deliverer. You are my refuge. You are my fortress. So we have beauty. We have mankind. Don't put your trust in mankind. Third uncertainty, very uncertain, is riches. Proverbs 23:5, cast but a glance at riches and they're gone. For they will surely sprout wings and fly off to the sky like an eagle. So today I was sharing with someone how I was taken before by a Ponzi scheme. I'll never forget it. It was like 20 years ago and I couldn't believe it that I was taken by a Ponzi scheme, right? So when I brought that before the Holy Spirit, when I was going through that and I was looking to take accountability, okay, what do I own from this situation? Well, I own that I was hijacked by greed because I wanted to make money quickly. So that compromised my moral compass and discernment factor. And so I jumped on a good pitch, right? Hey, give your money to this. It ended up being a Ponzi scheme, right? Perhaps that's happened to you today. One of the biggest places to start for releasing and overcoming strongholds, one of the first steps is forgiving everyone in your life that has contributed to unhealthy behavior that's negatively impacted you. So forgive as the Lord has forgiven you. Perhaps it's in the area of riches. It's okay to, like Jesus says, it was very difficult for the rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven, yet what is impossible with man is possible for God. So it wasn't a closed door. It was, hey, don't camp on riches, camp on God and work as if you're working for the Lord, not for man. Any blessing that the Lord gives you, understand that it's his. Ask him what he wants you to do with it. I remember hearing one time some wisdom, and I think it was from a Joyce Meyer's podcast, where there was three things. Or maybe it was a book that I read. Either way, three things. Save some, spend some, give some. Anytime you have money that comes in, so that you don't stay attached, first think about, okay, who can I bless with this check? Who can I bless with this check? Dear God, put someone on my heart, some group of people doing good out there in the world. How do you want me to bless someone or an organization standing for truth? When you bless me, financially speaking, you give some, you save some, and then you spend some. So it's that balance that Jesus is talking about, not to have your identity hijacked, because it's very uncertain, very uncertain. So you want to build your house on the rock of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as Jesus talks about. Don't build on the sand. The sand is the uncertainty things, beauty, mankind, riches. The fourth one is the future. Future is very fleeting. I don't know. I remember crying one time, hysterically crying, because I was so scared of leaving my three children without a mom at 38 years old when they were 8, 10, and 12 years old. It's a very real fear, very real fear. My mom, who is the Yoda of the family, so wisely said to me, hey, I can go outside and get hit by a bus today. And that was just the levity I needed for the moment, because I was sinking quickly thinking about my own death, right? I don't know. I have no idea. Paul says this too. You don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow. You say, I'm going to go here and there and spend this time here or there. You don't even know what your life is. You're but a breath that appears for a moment and disappears. That's how blunt Paul is about this. We do not know our future, but we know who knows and holds the future. Trust in him. Proverbs 27:1, do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth. Stay here now. I remember that was one of my practices when I was going through 2 years of chemo, 14 surgeries, 6 weeks of daily radiation, MRSA staph infection, double mastectomy, and lots of different complications along the way. My greatest strength came in the present moment. No shocker there. Why? God said to Moses, I am. I am. He is the great I am. So be here now. Stay in the present moment. So we've got, let's see what we got for uncertainties. Beauty, uncertain, mankind, don't be putting your trust in them, in people. Riches, very uncertain. The future, extremely uncertain. Friendships, very uncertain. John 16:32, but a time is coming and has come when you will be scattered, each to his own home. You will leave me all alone, yet I am not alone, for my Father is with me. These are the disciples, my friends. The disciples scattered. They left Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Have you? I know I have at times. Even professing like Peter, I will never deny you. I will never leave you. I've left him before. Where have you left Jesus before for a shiny object in the world? Prioritize God first. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your mind, all of your soul, and all of your strength. Then you're equipped to have healthy relationships. First and foremost, it's that first encounter with the lover of your soul. God adores you. You encounter the love of God first and foremost, then you have the right proportion to give out. When you start to put friendships above your relationship with God, you render yourself extremely vulnerable to fixating on the behaviors or lack of behaviors of those who you are in friendship with, or your spouse, or your children. You know you've been hijacked when you feel like you're on an emotional roller coaster based on the behavior and the friendships that you cultivate, or you take offense or take things personally. You haven't called me in 2 months. You must not like me. Be very careful of attaching your sense of identity and safety to friendships. So we've got beauty, uncertain, mankind, uncertain, riches are uncertain, futures uncertain, friendships are uncertain, life is uncertain. James 4:14. Why? You do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a breath that appears for a moment and then disappears. That's the verse that I was thinking of before. It's James 4:14. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a while. Instead, you should say, if it's God's will, I'll do this. If it's God's will, I'll do that. I remember praying, and I still pray, dear God, help me not to fear death and give me the grace to stand firm for you till the end. That's been a prayer that I've actually upped my game praying, particularly this last month. Help me to stay faithful to the end, no matter what happens. Help me not to cling so much to my life that I love you. It's a very timely prayer to pray. Don't cling to this life. It's fleeting. We don't know how many days we have. God does. So living that surrendered to the surrendered presence of the life in front of your face, dear God, what do you want to do with me in this moment? Who do you want me to bless? Where do you want me to go? What do you want me to say? It's all for your glory. Last but not least, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Favorite number. Last but not least, 7th uncertainty, earthly glory. The fame game. Have you ever played that? I took that Earth School class many different times, and it doesn't end well, my friends. It does not end well. 1 Peter 1:24 says, for all men are like grass, and their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall. Yeah. The earthly glory. Have you played that? Played the fame game? It has many different expressions of the fame game. Wanting to be first, wanting to be acknowledged, getting resentful, angry when other people succeed above you. I have a little homework for you in that area, and it's a very powerful prayer, so you really got to put your big pants on to pray this prayer. It's called the Litany of Humility. If you haven't prayed that one, highly recommend you look that up and print that one out. The Litany of Humility. I had to actually pray for the strength to pray it. I remember starting to pray it, and as I was praying, I'm like, I don't think I could be authentic praying this right now. I need to die to myself more. And you'll know what I'm saying when you start praying this. It cuts you to the heart. And you also realize the more you pray it, you're like, wow, this is the archway. The Litany of Humility is the prayer. It's the archway through which Galatians 5:1 is possible. Galatians 5:1 says, it is for freedom that Christ has set you free. Stand firm. Don't allow yourself to be burdened by the yoke of slavery. And in today's podcast, it is the yoke of slavery of uncertain things in life that Scripture points out. Your beauty, the image in the mirror, men's promises, mankind, putting your hope in riches. The future is uncertain. Friendships are uncertain. Life is uncertain. Earthly glory and accomplishment and achievement is uncertain. What is certain? The love of God for you. The promises of God. Nothing he promises will return to him void. So those are the seven uncertainties. Let's shift here to the seven certainties. Seven certainties. These are the things we know that we know that the Scripture declares. What do we know for sure? As I mentioned, sure promises. 1 Kings 8:56. Praise be to the Lord, who has given rest to his people, Israel, just as he promised. Not one word has failed of all the good promises he gave through his servant Moses. Not the first time you'll hear references to that kind of declaration of the fact that what is certain, God's promises. In fact, I encourage you, whatever you're going through today, whether it be a fear, an anxiety, perhaps it's a self-doubt, usually those are the three areas that there's many different subcategories with each one of those areas, but those are the three main areas that Satan tries to have a heyday. Whatever it is for you, look up a promise from God, a scripture. Let's say it's a fear of failure. Look up a scripture that speaks back as Luke 4, as Jesus did in Luke 4. To Satan, and he left finally. Use that scripture to declare, dear God, you said in Romans 8:28 that all things work together for good to those who love you. So I declare today, in spite of the chaos I witness, in spite of the unmet situations that surround me, I declare Romans 8:28 that you are bigger than this, that the strength within me, 1 John 4:4, Your presence within me is greater than this circumstance, and you will work out all of this for an ultimate good that far outweighs any struggle or momentary fear or anxiety that I'm going through. You will work it together for an ultimate good, because that's what our God does. That's what our good God does. First thing we're certain of, God's promises. Second thing we're sure of, and that we have certainty in, is sure foundations, Isaiah 28:16. So this is what the sovereign Lord says. See, I lay a stone in Zion, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone for a sure foundation. The one who trusts will never be dismayed. Wow, just even taking the last part of that verse. Do you give more authority to the strength of God within you than to the circumstances outside of you? That's that trust. That's that trust factor. There's a podcast on edgegodin.com to trust or not to trust. The choice is yours. And that makes all the difference in the outcomes you experience. So to remember that your sure foundation comes as in direct proportion to the amount that you trust God. Do you trust God? Do you trust him to pull you through this? When was the last time you felt this way? And you chose to trust God. What was the outcome? Find a piece of information from your walk with God that contradicts your impoverished view of reality. And then declare God's victory. Lord, you saved me from advanced cancer. The doctors were trying to get me 5 years. It was 15 years ago. Certainly, certainly, you can save me from this. Sure foundation in God. Third one is a sure reward. This is what we know is to be certain. We can be certain of a reward. Matthew 10:42. If anyone gives a cup of cold water to these little ones, because he is my disciple, I tell you the truth, he will certainly not lose his reward. We will have to give an account, my brothers and sisters in Christ, to every thoughtless word spoken and behavior. We are saved by the blood of Christ. And with that said, we are constantly invited to take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ, so that the words that come out of our mouth reflect the connection of our heart to Christ. You will get a reward for every kind act that you do. And I mentioned this song before. I used to sing this quite a bit, and this is an oldie, so perhaps you haven't heard it, but the lyrics go, I dreamed I went to heaven and you were there with me. We walked beside the crystal seas, streets of gold beside the crystal sea. One by one they came, far as the eye could see, each life somehow touched by your generosity. Little things that you had done, sacrifices made, unnoticed on the earth, in heaven, now proclaimed. Be a warrior, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Now is the time. One of the podcasts, if you haven't already listened to it, is entitled Up Your End Game. Up Your End Game. It's about end times and really upping your end game, your training. When I trained for my black belts, I would practice the skill set over and over and over again, sometimes 4 hours a day. Remember, before the Colorado State Championship, 6 days a week, so that I could be successful in the ring when my opponent came against me. Are you training up? Now is the time to train up. Build your foundation on what is certain. God's promises, his foundation, knowing you have a sure reward. Everyone who believes and declares the name of Jesus Christ and believes in his heart and confesses with his mouth will be saved. The reward is eternal life. Assured acceptance is another certainty. John 6:37, all that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. It's one of my favorite things that is certain. Jesus Christ of Nazareth will never turn his back on you. So perhaps you're coming to today's podcast and feeling abandoned by the world, by people around you. Jesus Christ of Nazareth will never turn his back on you. Draw near, my brothers and sisters in Christ, to the one who died to win your soul. All it takes is a glance, a crumb, a half-eaten fish. This is all I've got today, Lord. Toss it into his lap, and you have the certainty to know that he will meet you. And he will not only meet you, but he will run to meet you and never drive you away. What else are we assured of that's very, very certain? His divine love, Romans 8:38. For I am convinced that neither life nor death, nor angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future or any powers, neither height nor depth or anything in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. That's actually Romans 8, verses 38 and 39. Perhaps that's your biggest takeaway. And you're going to declare that over your life. Yeah, I'm feeling abandoned, but you know what? God is with me, and nothing will separate me. Angels, demons, present, future, powers, height, depth, anything in all of creation will be able to separate me from the love of God. That, my friends, is worth camping on. That is a certainty. Another certainty is assured immortality. Now we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands, ready for us, assured immortality. I remember meditating on that quite a bit, and I asked God to take away my fear of death. 2 Corinthians 5:1, we know that if our earthly tent is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house. Dear God, take away our fear of death, because it is no death in you. Simply one heartbeat stops here and starts there. One breath ends here and begins there. There's no lag time. Just as Paul said, when I leave this tent, I'm with Christ. When I'm with Christ, I'm away. When I'm with Christ, I'm away from the tent. When I'm back in the body, I have this longing to be with Christ. And if you're still wearing the earth suit today, which I'm pretty confident you are because you're listening to this podcast, what does that tell me? God has plans for you beyond this momentary suffering, beyond this uncertainty. God has an ultimate plan. Divine love is a certainty. The next one is assured immortality. And last but not least, Hebrews 6:19. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain. What is he talking about here in Hebrews? It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain. Well, you can bring in the other scripture that's pretty powerful, that the Holy Scripture is sharper than any double-edged sword, piercing soul, heart, and marrow. It cuts to the heart of mankind. So perhaps we've declared a scripture today that has cut to your heart behind the curtain in the inner sanctuary of who you are. The other metaphor that is linked to the reality of the Holy of Holies, which split in half, this massive, massive curtain that was woven a certain way. I remember reading it in More Than a Carpenter, but yet it split. It split all the way down the middle against the grain, which was impossible by man, impossible with God, because what he was doing when Christ died is he opened up our ability to enter in to fellowship with God, because Jesus was the ultimate sacrifice. No more sacrifices needed. Jesus did it for us. So hide yourself and your identity in him, because he walks us into the Holy of Holies. Summing up today's podcast, our learning objective was to focus on the scriptures, investigated what scriptures reveal certainties and what scriptures reveal uncertainties, or uncertainties first and then followed by certainties. The uncertainties we went through and the certainties we ended with, the seven certainties are God's sure promises, the foundation of his presence, and the fact that nothing will be shaken. Those who trust in God, you will not be shaken. A sure reward for those who basically make God recognizable. Any act of kindness done for the sake of Christ. Mother Teresa was a rock star with this. I do it for the sake of Christ. What do you want to do today for the sake of Christ to edify and encourage and help another person around you? You'll get a sure reward. You don't do it for the reward. And it's also a certainty, assured acceptance. Jesus will never drive you away. Divine love, nothing will separate you from the love of God. That is certain. Camp on that. Assured immortality. You've accepted Christ. You're following Christ. You've surrendered your life to him. And the Holy of Holies has been opened up to you. What is the scripture today that lands for you? The scriptures will be listed. I'll list this at edgegodin.com so that you yourself can go back on the seven scriptures of uncertainty, seven scriptures of certainty. And you can ask the Holy Spirit, which one do you want me to store in my heart so that you can strengthen my inner game? As promised, let's end with the stress relief tip. Why am I doing it with this podcast? Because when you are uncertain, stress levels increase. And there's a lot of uncertainty that's surrounding us these days. You can use this stress management tip as soon as you're off the podcast, anytime that you feel flared up. Basically, at the base of your neck, this is how God wired us. And there's hundreds of different pressure points located throughout the body to actually calm the amygdala, which is the center of fixated thinking or ruminating, which ends up triggering the stress response, stress hormones, and restricts the frontal cortex of the brain, causes you to feel like you have no options and that you're trapped. And so you become problem focused. You only have three reactive responses when you're in this space: fight, flight, or freeze. You either implode, explode, or a combination of both. Sound familiar? There's a lot of that going on right now. Stress manifests physically. Therefore, we must address it physically with the help of the Holy Spirit. This is a technique, one of hundreds of different techniques in stress management that you can use to calm the body when it's feeling flared. So at the base of your neck, there's a U-shaped dip, 2 inches down. There's something called your thymus area. And if you use your 4 fingertips and you tap on that thymus area, just lightly tap. I mean, there've been times I've been so stressed that I leave a red dent or mark in that area as I'm declaring these 3 statements. And so as you're tapping on that thymus area, again, located at the base of your neck, there's a U-shaped dip, just going down about 2 inches, 2 or 3 inches. There's just a circle about the size of an orange. And you can just tap in that area, right on your center of your chest there, below the clavicle, below the U-shaped dip. As you say 3 things, and you do this for a minute, I have faith and confidence in God. My future in Christ is secure. I am secure in Christ and with Christ. I have faith and confidence in God. My future is secure with Christ. I am secure in and with Christ. I have faith and confidence in God. As you're tapping on that point, I have faith and confidence in God. My future in Christ is secure. I am secure in Christ. And you repeat those 3 statements. You can make them your own. You can say, I have faith and confidence in God. Greater is the one who lives in me than he who is in the world. I have faith and confidence in God. My future is secure. Lord, you promised never to leave me or forsake me. You have declared that you have plans to prosper me and not to harm me, to give me hope and a future. My future is secure in you. And I declare that today. I am secure in God. You have called me by name. I am part of a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God. I lack nothing with you, dear God. You are my identity. And you can, so that's just an example of making it your own by pulling in some scriptures, but you can keep it very simple too. I have faith and confidence in God. My future in Christ is secure. I am secure in Christ. It's up to you. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you, as with all things, to make it your own and effective. And as you're tapping on that thymus, every time you tap, you're actually sending a message of calm to the amygdala, which is the emotional center of the brain that gets spun out of control in the midst of uncertainty. So enjoy your gift of life today. Enjoy anchoring the certainties we know for sure that Scripture has revealed today, and give them heaven out there, because there's enough of the other side going on. Shine for Christ today. Outshine the darkness. May God's favor and blessing be with you.